The following is another Platter Radio Sports presentation.
Back out top, James, top of the key, three, off the front of the iron, won't go. One and done as the board's brought down by Shermer. Up the floor to Cremosta, spot up three, good. Eight straight for Ravenna.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island.
Nestle putting some pressure on the ball, but Brokaw's handling the pressure pretty well, has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man. They lob it inside for Guyfon, who makes the catch and lays it up and in.
Some of the state's best high school basketball teams are paired against each other in today's 8th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. The action culminates with the nation's number one team, Oak Hill Academy, taking on Omaha South in tonight's premier matchup. All the excitement is coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
History of the game, going to join us in a little
welcome
bit.
Welcome back to about 45 the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic, our fourth game of the day. We'll have Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Aurora in what should be a great matchup here. Aurora 16-4. They picked up a tough road win last night at Crete, 52-50, to improve now to 16-4 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic had that tough loss earlier this week against St. Cecilia, but they'll have some rested legs because they haven't played since Thursday when they lost to the Blue Hawks, and so they'll have some strong legs at 17-5. They're one of the top teams in Class C1 as they are number four in the state, while Aurora is still thought of. They're outside the top 10 in Class B, but just outside of it, and they certainly are one of the contenders to make it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. And again, this will be a great matchup here between the Huskies and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Earlier today, Amherst rolled against Ravenna the first game of the day, 80-58, as they shot 72% from three-point range. St. Cecilia rolled over Bruning Davenport Chicley to prove why they're the top team in Class C2. 64-38 was the final there. And then just a few moments ago, Omaha Scott kind of distanced themselves throughout in every quarter against Norfolk Catholic and won at 61-48. But this is our fourth game of the day, Aurora and Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll take a quick break and give you the starters here in just a few moments as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters for the Huskies and the Crusaders right after this.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back here. Time now for our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Aurora Huskies. They will be the visitors. They'll be in their road red uniforms, and their lineup will be Tommy Leiniger, the sophomore son of head coach Tom Leiniger. He is 6 foot tall, as I said, a sophomore. Todd Honus is 6 foot tall and a junior. Jake Kittle is 6 foot senior. Aaron Vinkenberg is a 5'11 junior, and Austin Allen is just a sophomore, but he is 6'8", so a strong force, a tall force in the middle here for the Aurora Huskies. For Grand Island Central Catholic, their starters are Brady Brokaw, a 5'9 senior, John Rowetter, 6'3 and a senior, Elijah Hunter is 6'2 and a senior. The only non-senior starter is Chase Wenzel, who is a 6'1 sophomore, and of course the big man in the middle is Johanna Guyfon, a 6'5 senior. For head coach Tino Martinez, as we mentioned here, the Crusaders are rated number 4 in the state in Class C1. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And again, for the Crusaders, they come in with a very strong reputation. Guyfon, of course, going to play Division I football for Wyoming. Has played 4 years, started 4 years, and one thing that's always impressed us about Guyfon is just how good his footwork is, and he has some nice soft hands there as he'll take his football talents out to Wyoming for Craig Bowl. And who knows, maybe he's going to be a tight end down in the future because he does have a nice set of hands and great footwork down low here for the Crusaders. So those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the tip here between the Crusaders and the Huskies right after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic, our fourth game of the day as Aurora taking on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your year leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And, of course, these two teams really don't see necessarily see each other that often, but they're no strangers to each other. Guyfon, by the way, for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading scorer, averaging 16.6 points per ball game, and then very balanced from there on out. Hunter averages about 8.8. Rowetter about 8.1, and then you'll get five here, about three there. And again, the big gun is Guy Fawn. And we're talking with Chad Misek before the game. We're kind of joking that probably a lot of coaches around the state of Nebraska will help Guy Fawn pack to head out to Laramie, as he's been a strong basketball force over the years. And a lot of coaches will help pack him up. And also, they were saying, they were kind of joking, you know, they're asking for that fifth year of eligibility, but that ain't coming. And again, I think every Class C1 school in the state would vote against that kind of idea. That's how good Guy Fawn has been throughout the course of his career. So they're wrapping up the starting lineups, and we wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show as they hit the court, and we're just about set and ready to go here. And again, we got two more games coming up later tonight. We'll be making the switch after this game over to the FM side. We'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 6 o'clock game between Elkhorn South and Columbus SCOTUS. That'll be followed by the number one team in the country, Oak Hill Academy, who will be taking on the number two team in the state of Nebraska, Omaha South. The game against Oak Hill and Omaha South is scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip here at the Heartland Event Center. So starters have been announced. We're just about set and ready to go in this one. Handshakes are wrapping up. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. As it'll be Allen, 6'8", jumping up against Guy Fawn, 6'5". And we're all set and ready to go here at the Heartland Event Center. All right, here we go. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Huskies. They'll bring in the offensive end. That'll be Leniger, who's working against a little pressure here by Hunter. And they'll kick it here, top of the circle. Leniger had it momentarily. Now dribbling here left side is Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg gives it off for Jake Kittle. Kittle enters it in the lane. It's actually intercepted by Aaron Vinkenberg. Wasn't really intended for him, but he dribbles out with it. It'll be picked up there man-to-man by Rowetter, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. And now on the baseline, a quick little jumper here by Leniger. That's no good. And rebounded by the Crusaders. The Crusaders pull down the rebound. They're on the run. And after snagging the bound, getting the ball back is going to be Hunter. Hunter will cycle back through. And now directing traffic here is going to be Brady Brokaw. Brokaw calls play number two. And Aurora in a little zone here as the Crusaders work around top of the perimeter. Entry pass to Hunter. Hunter lobs it down low for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn catches. And Guy Fawn scores. Nice pass from the high post down to the low post, and Guy Fawn with the first 2 points of the ball game. On the bounce here is going to be Honus. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Oh, they're going to call a walk there. My apologies. So a turnover here against Aurora. And up 2-0, the Crusaders will bring the ball up. Brokaw slows it down just a little bit. We'll give it off on the right side. Looking in is Rowetter. And again, Hunter's posting up on one side. Guy Fawn on the other. And now the ball's going to be swinging around to Guy Fawn's side. We'll see if Hunter can lob it back into him. No, he's going to kick the ball back out from the high post. Gets the ball back to Hunter. And he'll pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Aurora. Huskies snag the rebound after the Crusader miss. And they'll work around the perimeter. With it is Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg gives it up. A little jump stop here for Honus. Honus with the shot, no good, but the rebound in underneath by Allen. And Allen will make the putback. So now we're tied at two as we played 2 minutes here at the Heartland Event Center. Rowetter works around the perimeter. Gets it in to Hunter. Nice extra pass down low for Guy Fawn, but it's going to be trapped down there by Kittle. Kittle knocked it loose and was able to tie the ball up. But the possession arrow was pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic, so it will be their basketball underneath their own hoop. Hunter to trigger it in, and heading into the corner there is going to be Brokaw. 5 second count going on. Hunter looking to throw it in, has the entry pass knocked away by Honus, and that'll be a GICC turnover. They're on the run, pass it up ahead, left hand layup, Leniger up and good. So Leniger is able to outrun everybody, get that bounce pass up ahead. And for the first time today, Aurora has the lead. 5:39 to go here, quarter number one, 4-2, still very early. Brokaw works around the perimeter. They're looking inside to Guy Fawn. They give him on the baseline. He's going to be harassed there by 6'8", Austin Allen. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. Left side, long deuce is going to be up and good for Brokaw. And Brokaw hits it, and we've got a charge in underneath. They had the penetration. And then maybe a little bit too much penetration. As stepping in front of the charge there was Chase Wenzel with a nice defensive play. And that's going to be called here on Honus. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. It'll be offensive. So on the left side of Hunter, he's going to kick it out. Left side, long jumper here for Brokaw. He'll try a three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Allen. And up ahead here come the Huskies. They'll drive on the baseline. Bounce it out into the corner here for Kittle. Back around the perimeter. Right side. They'll fire the three. No good. Long rebound going to be taken out by Hunter. Hunter's on the run. Hunter now is going to slow it down. Kick the ball back out here for Brokaw. He penetrates a little bit. Gives it back out for Hunter. Hunter will then kick it back around the perimeter with the ball here as Brokaw. Brokaw back out for Rowetter. Back inside for Hunter. Hunter can't shoot over the top of Allen, so they'll kick it out. And a three-pointer is going to be good on the right side. Nice ball movement to set up Joe Rowetter. And he'll stroke in the three-pointer. Just like that, 7-4. GICC takes the lead back. And on the run here is going to be Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg kicks into the corner for Honus. Honus is going to fire the three. That's end up being a little bit short. Guy Fawn pulls down his first rebound of the game. He'll dribble into the offensive end. Jump stop around Allen. It's a little ball fake. Now he's going to head to the line as the hit on the arm by Austin Allen is going to cost him a foul. And you're only allotted four of those before they start taking you out of the game. Guy Fawn will step to line, shoot a couple. And again, good footwork in there by Guy Fawn with that nice little jump stop. Guy Fawn at the line. His free throw is up and good. He does a fair amount of the damage at the free throw line, where he's a 72% free throw shooter, averages about 18 a game, and much of that is from the free throw line. He makes the first two here. And he'll roll in the next one. So he makes both free throws. And Guy Fawn has scored 74 points from the free throw line this season. Leninger, double teamed, works the ball back around. Driving now to that right side is going to be Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg kicks the ball back out, driving his Honus, and he'll be hand checked on the way to the basket. That'll be a Crusader foul here. And that'll be on Brokaw. And for Brokaw, that's his first foul. Ball inbounded in the corner. Passing back around the perimeter here is Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg gives top of the circle for Allen. Allen's going to work the ball back around. And they'll drive it in that left corner. Ball's being tipped around. Harry Heidel trying to get it, his hands on it. Wasn't able to quite track it down as it rolls out of bounds. So Aurora will inbound on the far sideline over there. Jake Kettle to toss it in. And Kittle's pass will go out to Leninger. Tommy Leninger will give it off on the left side here for Austin Allen. Allen then has it stolen away. Aurora with the turnover. Crusaders lose the ball, but Heidelk is able to snap it off on the right side. Open three-pointer in that corner. No good here for Rowetter. And we've got a couple of players battling for the ball going out of bounds. As the two biggins are going to get you're picking up a lot of basketball player when you pick up 6'8 Austin Allen and 6'5 Johanna Guy Fawn. It was off of Guy Fawn as the ball goes out of bounds off of that miss. So 3:19 to go here in quarter number one. And it's 9-4. 5-point lead here for the Crusaders. And they're wiping up a little perspiration over there. And now Jake Kittle will inbound the ball. Crusaders are really not going to pressure anything until the ball gets to midcourt. And Vinkenberg is going to dribble in front of Rowetter, and it's going to be a turnover. They just throw it out on that side over there, and Aurora just wasn't looking where their feet was and end up turning the ball over. So on the bounce here is going to be Elijah Hunter. Hunter kicks now left wing here for Wenzel. Wenzel back inside for Hunter. Hunter lost the basketball. So Aurora forces the turnover, and they're on the run. They'll dump in the left corner here for Vinkenberg. Back in the lane here for Allen. Allen, nice jump stop. Kicks it off on the right side for Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg wasn't ready for it. It goes off of his hands, and by the time they track it down, it'll be an Aurora turnover. So So 2:48 to go here, first quarter. And again, GICC with that five-point lead as Aurora having trouble getting on track offensively. Around the perimeter we go. They'll put the ball off on the right side here for Rowetter. Rowetter gave it away. Now kick right side, Brokaw. Brokaw's going to fire the long jumper. That's going to be off, no good. And a long rebound out to the Huskies. Lindegar has it. Lindegar has a shot blocked by Hunter. And the ball is going to be loose and picked up by Allen. Allen picks it up as they'll get the ball back around. We'll fire the three-pointer left side, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by the Huskies. That one won't fall. And finally, Hunter comes out of there with it for the Crusaders to end the possession. He'll spin, put it in the lane. Ball's knocked loose. Hunter can't track it down. It's still being fought for, and Gryphon, going for the ball, will commit the foul against Todd Honus. So Gryphon with his first foul of the game, as it was a little ramshackle in there on the inside as they're battling for the ball, and nobody could really grab their hands on the greasy pig there as it was slipping away from everybody. And then Gryphon commits the foul. That is going to be his first, as he's got 4 points here in the early stages. Two fouls against the Crusaders, two fouls against the Aurora Huskies, who bring the ball in the offensive end with 2 minutes to go, trailing it 9-4 here in the first quarter. Jump stop in the lane here for Honus, and Honus, nice little floater, landed and then shot. So nice little bucket there. Heidelko bringing the offensive end for the Crusaders, and Aurora again in that 2-3 zone, and they'll give it off on the right side. Jumper off, no good here for Brokaw. Brokaw missed the three. And another rebound going to be taken out by the Huskies. They'll just hand the ball back out here, top of the circle for Honus. Honus working against Wenzel. Drives, dishes, ball's loose. Crusaders come up with it, and they're going to get a timeout. On his back after making the catch there was going to be Wenzel, and Hunter smartly calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska National Bank can do for you. Minute 20 to go here, first quarter, 9-6. Crusaders with the lead and the basketball. We come back after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the Crusaders get the turnover and really a pretty good timeout being taken there by Elijah Hunter to save the possession here for the Crusaders. They'll get it in the offensive end. They'll fire the three in the corner. That's going to be no good. And out with it for the Huskies is going to be Honus. Honus in the offensive end, kicks right side. Vinkenberg in transition will hit a three-pointer. Aaron Vinkenberg drains the three-pointer, and we're tied at 9. Final minute of the first quarter. Right side looking inside is going to be Heidelk as they work it back around the perimeter. Heidelk gets it back, gives it off to Hunter. Hunter, low floater in the lane, rolls around, no good. Good-looking shot, won't fall, and trying to track the ball down is Rowetter, and he can't get his mitts on it, and so it will go out of bounds off of the miss. So 41.2 to go here before we head to the second quarter. Tied at 9, GICC and Aurora. And the Huskies will inbound it. Vinkenberg will dribble up ahead here for Honus. Honus gives it off on the left side for Vinkenberg. And into the corner, Vinkenberg has it, fires the three. That's going to be a little bit short. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Vinkenberg trying to get the ball back. Crusader is going to make a substitution here as Heidelk was out. We'll come back into the ball game. So 27.9 to go here in the first quarter, tied at 9. Ball inbounded here for Elijah Hunter. It was given to him there by Wenzel. And down low is Brett Weens, who checked in just a little bit ago. They're going to work the clock here a little bit as Heidelk has the dribble. Rowetter's out there as well. So Hunter has it now with 10 seconds between the circles. Little token pressure by Leininger. Will dribble to the right side, and Hunter's jumper is going to be no good. rebounded by Allen, and Allen will dribble, bank it in from about 35 feet at the buzzer. He just got it on the other side of midcourt and took a long step with those long 6'8 legs after he got the defensive rebound, and then banks in a three-pointer at the buzzer. So Aurora heads to the second quarter with a 12-9 lead, and we're back right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as the Aurora Huskies bank in a three-pointer at the end of the first quarter to take a 12-9 lead over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. GICC has the ball first to start the second quarter as Brokaw gets it down for Hunter. Hunter will work it back around the perimeter, getting it to Rowetter. And off on the left side here is Wenzel. Wenzel gives it back to Hunter. And on the right side, jumper going to be Brokaw, and Brokaw hits it. So Brokaw strokes in the long two near the top of the key. And on the bounce here is going to be Leiniger. Leiniger working against Hunter. We'll get it to the high post here for Allen. Allen with the long jumper. That's going to be no good. Rebound still being fought for on the ground. It's still nobody's got it just yet. It's going to end up being a hell ball in there. And it'll be a jump ball. And the possession arrow. As everybody helps up everybody here, Guy Fawn down there with Allen. They both have to come up, and a couple of other players down as well. Possession arrow is pointing to the Huskies, and so they'll get the ball. So Kittle inbounded on the baseline, and he'll just lob it up ahead here for Austin Allen. Allen, 6'8", catches it over his shoulder as he's being pressured there by Guy Fawn. And now a little pick and roll. They get the ball back in for Allen. Allen, little runner, no good. Gets his own rebound. Still working against Guy Fawn. Puts up a tough shot, and Guy Fawn is going to pull down the rebound. So nice little battle going between those two guys down there. 6'8 and 6'5, both real strong basketball players. Brokaw works around the perimeter. Skip pass, going to be caught by Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn in the lane, double teamed, and it's going to be a hell ball tied up by Aaron Vinkenberg, and he'll tie it up, and the possession arrow pointing to GICC. So they'll inbound the ball. Will the Crusaders underneath their own basket? And usually they just lob that in to Guy Fawn, but with 6'8 Austin Allen in the lane there, that's not quite as easy as it usually is for the Crusaders. Dribbling around is going to be Brokaw. Brokaw gets it to the elbow here for Eli Hunter. Around the perimeter, a little ball fake there by Rowetter. Rowetter kicks the top of the circle for Wenzel. Wenzel on the right side for Brokaw. Entry pass inside, knocked loose by Leiniger. And finally, Leiniger comes up with it. So the Crusaders turn it over. And here come the Huskies on the run. And we're going to have a little push going to be called here on the Crusaders. Shake Wenzel. That'll be his first foul. So now four fouls against GICC. Three have been whistled against Aurora. 6:12 to go here in quarter number two. Aurora now with a 12-11 lead. And the ball's inbounded here by Kittle. And they're looking on the inside here for Allen. But again, that's not as easy as it usually is because you got 6'5 Guy Fawn. Ball inbounded for Kittle. Kittle works around the perimeter. Kicks now top of the circle. They get it for Honus. Honus gets it at the free throw line for Allen. Allen working against Guy Fawn. Nice little pivot move. And we'll hit it a little bunny hook. And I'll tell you what, that's great defense. But Austin Allen still scored and gives Aurora that three-point lead once again. Kick right side. Rowetter has it. Enters it in for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn falling down. Still has enough balance to bank it in off the glass. As for a rarity, his footwork wasn't quite as good as it usually is. Kittle has it on the baseline. Gives it inside for Allen. Allen working inside here for Zach Stevenson. Stevenson's shot is going to be no good. And rebounded by the Crusaders. They bring in the offensive end. And they'll give the ball back out here for Wenzel. Wenzel kicks left side for Rowetter. Rowetter looks to the inside as we work it back around the perimeter. Right wing driving is going to be Hunter, and Hunter takes it off glass. Eli Hunter is able to bank it in, and Ehow has his first bucket of the ball game. Leniger on that right side is going to be picked up defensively by Hunter. Man-to-man right now are the Crusaders, and they'll give it off right side. A little penetration in, and was there a block or an extra step? They're going to call the block. And there'll be the block here on Brokaw. And for Brokaw, that'll be his second foul. And on the baseline, to throw it in is going to be Jake Kittle. Kittle for Aurora. The GICC back on top here, 15-14. They'll get the ball in for Honus. Honus is going to skip it around. Top of the circle, open top of the key is Leiniger. He's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound for the Huskies is picked up there by Kittle. Kittle throws it in the corner, and it's going to be intercepted. So Aurora turns the ball over, and here come the Crusaders on the run. Hunter is going to give it right wing, driving is Wenzel. Wenzel in the lane has a shot partially blocked there by Allen, but into the hands of Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn hit on the arm, and now he'll head to the line. So Guy Fawn could not get the shot to fall. However, he was tapped on the elbow, so he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. So Guy Fawn shooting two here after the foul was whistled on Scott Bergmark. And the free throw is good for Guy Fawn. By the way, it was Bergmark. I said earlier the rebound was to Allen, but it actually was Bergmark. So Guy Fawn makes the first of two. And the second one is also good. So Crusaders now up 17-14. 4.5 to go here before halftime. And we've got a whistle here. As I'm not sure if there was something wrong with the scoreboard or what. They were looking over at the scoreboard when they stopped action. In any event, we're ready to play basketball here. There was no foul or any other sort of violation. So Zach Stevenson will inbound it. He tosses in for Leiniger. Leiniger has it. Picked up by Eli Hunter. And Leiniger takes it off on the right side, throws it in the corner here for Kittle. Kittle will penetrate against pressure by Heidel, get it into the corner here across the baseline. Long three-pointer off on that left side for Aurora. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by the Crusaders as they come in the offensive end after the rebound by Rowetter. The kick left side here for Wenzel, and he'll give it top of the circle, left side. Penetration now by Wenzel. Wenzel kicks it back out to Heidel. And around the perimeter we go, this time with the bounce, and they give it to the elbow for Hunter. Hunter, 15-foot jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound is going to be taken out by Aurora. Another off defensive rebound by Kittle, and they'll get the ball back out here for Honus. Honus, a little step through, gets it off on the left side. Stevenson. Stevenson wasn't really ready for it, and the shot's missed, but it's tipped out here for the Huskies. Huskies doing a great job rebounding. They kick it out for Honus, and Honus will stroke in the three. So Todd Honus strokes in the three-pointer, and that will tie things up at 17 with 3:24 to go. Here's Heidel. They'll give it off on the right side here for Wenzel. And now Wenzel gets it back, gives it to Heidel, top of the circle. Kick in the left corner there. That's Rowetter. They'll get it to the corner there. Back out in the hands of Rowetter. Rowetter out for Heidel. Heidel's used up his dribble. Gets it to the elbow here. And then the kick in the corner. Three-pointer is going to be good. Nice ball movement. And Chase Wenzel will stroke in the three. So that'll put GICC back on top, 20-17. Hitting the three, less than three to go before halftime. Penetration on the baseline for Leiniger, and it's into the hands of Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Bad pass, and Guy Fawn is able to come up with the bucket after the Aurora turnover. Had a little bit of trouble getting started, otherwise we might have seen a dunk on the other end. Driving here is Honus on the baseline. Goes through the hands of Stevens. Somehow it's going to be thrown in the backcourt. I'm not sure who was the last to touch it. Last to touch it was Aurora. And so that'll be a Husky turnover. Back into the ball game here is going to be Austin Allen. By the way, it's kind of nice when Allen is out of the game. He can be filled in for by Scott Bergmark. Both of them are going to be in right now, so the Huskies going a little bit big as they can put out 6'8 and 6'5. And that's exactly what they've done here at the moment. No, actually, Bergmark will come out. Originally looked like he was staying. In any event, Eli Hunter will work the ball around the perimeter and then has the pocket picked over there by Stevenson. So GICC turns the ball over. And then the long pass going to go out of bounds over here, but it was deflected by the Crusaders. Good hands there by Heidelk to step in that passing lane. And for Aurora, they're going to make a substitution here. And so the Huskies will inbound the basketball here for Honus. Honus, entry pass down low off of Heidelk's hands. Boy, he saved it. Oh, nearly great hustle there by Heidelk. And Guy Fawn is going to help pick him up. He's going to get patted on the back by Rowetter. Great effort there for Heidelk trying to make the save, and it just barely touched the baseline when it was saved. So GICC still up by five, but they're back on defense as the Huskies will inbound the basketball. With it now is Austin Allen. Allen gives it off on the left side, and a tough jumper there, no good. Rebounded by Wenzel, and then we got a hold. So Wenzel got the rebound. We'll give him credit for that, and then the foul was... So Weens pulls down the rebound is where we're at here, and then was held by the Huskies' Jake Kittle. That'll be Kittle's first foul of the ball game. Heidelk, top of the circle, playing a little catch on that right wing. Now penetration here by Wenzel. Wenzel is going to kick the ball back out for Rowetter. Rowetter, he'll step back, hit a three. Rolled that one in as it rolled around. And John Rowetter strokes in the three-pointer. He's got six in the game. Pass is going to be deflected around into the hands of Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg will fire the three, no good, but a tip by Honus. So Honus, after the missed three, is able to make the putback. And now cut the lead down to six. It's 25-19. So entry pass in the lane here for Hunter. Hunter runs into the defender, and they're going to call Hunter for the foul. Nice job there by Kittle, getting great defensive position. And Eli Hunter picks up the foul. And for him, that will be his first foul. So ball inbounded here for Honus with now 53 seconds to go. Slowly across the timeline, Honus has it. Picked up there by Hunter. Still has his dribble. Looking for Kittle. They double team it. And Honus, I thought that was double dribble. And Honus dribbled through there. He picked up his dribble, then started again. I don't think any of the three officials realized that he'd already used up his dribble. They say it was tipped. So in any event, it will be Aurora basketball here. I've gotten a little bit of a break. Ball inbounded for Leininger on the baseline. Leininger, nice cut back out, and then drives back in, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound. He'll give it now to Kittle, and then Guy Fawn will pull down the rebound. So nice job there for the Huskies in terms of getting at least one offensive rebound, but they couldn't get the shot to fall. And then finally reeling it in is going to be Guy Fawn. Now the Crusaders will milk the clock. They already lead it 25-19 now with 19 seconds to go. And number 25, Elijah Hunter, will take his time milking a little clock here. And now with 10 seconds left, he'll start something as Leininger comes up on him, gets a screen. Bounce pass on that left side. That's Heidelk. Pass inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn's going to take it off the glass. 1 second left. And another half-court shot here for Aurora. That one is a little bit high and off the mark. And so it's Grand Island Central Catholic with their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 27-19 as they head to the locker room. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at all the halftime numbers, and we'll talk with Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We come back to the Heartland Event Center right after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Events Center. We're at halftime where Grand Island Central Catholic leads Aurora 27-19. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime, an 8-point lead here for the Crusaders. Kind enough to join us to talk a little high school basketball. And this event in particular is Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. And Stu, how you doing?
Good, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, how's the golf game? Not as good as it'll be in about 3 months, right?
Yeah, hey, the snow cover for about a week was good, so.
That was kind of nice. I want to talk a little bit about this event. It really kind of has grown in stature, really, over the last few years. I think a lot of people, it was kind of a secret, but it's not a secret anymore.
No. And, you know, to get Oak Hill to come back here for a second time in 3 years is a testament to the hospitality and how Tino Martinez runs things with his crew here. It's a good facility. I think he's got more teams next year than ever wanting to get in. So,
yeah, I think he's been able to be very selective because I really have not heard from any coaches to say, you know, we did it once, we did it, that was nice, but we won't come back. I think everybody wants to come back.
Maybe with the exception of Norfolk.
Yeah. Well, they hate to give up a Saturday night home game.
Yeah, and maybe they saw what Oak Hill looked like. No. But, no, I mean, it's a well-run tournament. You know, I thought every matchup here this year was quality. You know, even the first one with Ravenna and Amherst, yeah, when that one was lined up, you still thought Jake Takemeyer was going to be at Ravenna.
Right. Yeah, and that would have made that game probably. Yeah,
sure.
That took a little luster off. And obviously the injury at Omaha South took a little luster off of that matchup, too.
A little bit. You know, when you got six Division I players coming in on one team, I mean, that's a superstar contingent. So
right.
It would have been nice to see a Gekka Rope in here, the future Nebraska recruit. You know, the South's going to be very good again next year. They lose only one starter, Anthony Namey. Who's probably their best player this year. You know, they very well could come back here next year, not saying that, you know, they'd be in a, you know, another high-level game. I'm hearing rumblings that maybe Oak Hill will come back next year.
Then again, they've kind of become a little bit of a staple here. I mean, that has been the most, there's a lot of luster when they show up.
It is, and, you know, this is the first time, as far as I can determine, the number one team in the nation's been in a game in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a class organization Steve Smith has over there. They travel the country. Now, they aren't eligible for their high school state tournaments because of their residency requirements and and so on. So they play in an ESPN made-for event at the end of the year, and they'll be favored to probably see Montverde Academy, who has come to Nebraska before and played. You know, I would think they'd probably be the two teams that meet up in New York in late March, early April.
Yeah, and again, that'll be kind of fun. And again, that's just add a lot of luster to this, having a team of that caliber coming in here. Talking about the state as a whole, Norfolk obviously number one in Class A, South number two. Is there much of a separation between one and two or the rest in Class A?
I think right now, Randy, I could see any of five teams winning it: Norfolk, South, Prep, Omaha North and Bellevue West, the defending champions.
Yeah, it does seem to be very balanced, and it just different styles of ball as well.
And this could be a year that somebody catches fire late in the year, you know, from this middle pack. You know, you just don't know about Norfolk because of the way their schedules work out, no fault of their own, because it's the scheduling is done statewide. Their schedule just hasn't really pushed, tested them this year, and they may not get much of a push beyond Northeast next week until the state semifinals. And will they be ready? That's going to be the great question mark. You know, should they get to the semifinals and meet a South, a North, a Prep that has played maybe twice, maybe three times as many competitive, tough games mm-hmm. as Norfolk? Because, to be honest, the GNAC's not very strong this year, and neither's the Heartland Conference. Most of the power, save for a couple of the teams, is staying in the Metro Conference.
Yeah, yeah. And so it might have been to Norfolk's advantage to come in and play an Oak Hill or whatever that matchup would be.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. I mean, that's just a special thing. Kudos to Omaha South for taking that on, because Tino was looking for somebody to play in this game.
Yeah, and again, who wants to fall on that sword? What is your number one team that you kind of see as the best lock to win their class?
Oh, I don't see a lock team. I mean, because you've got some very good teams out of the Centennial Conference and C1 that have been kind of beating up on each other. You know, SCOTUS, Newman, GICC's been right there. Wahoo among the public schools is probably next in line, and you don't know. You know, Ainsworth lost last night to Gothenburg again. Maybe the guilt is a little bit off the Bulldogs up there. Winnebago having a fabulous season, but they didn't get to state last year in C2. Now they're up in C1, so they're going to have to play a Norfolk Catholic perhaps mm-hmm. or Pierce to get out of districts. State is pretty well balanced this year, and, you know, there's just no Ravennas of the past or
right.
Centrals.
Yep.
There's a lot of teams that think that they can win it.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of look at St. Cecilia and think they look at and the best C2 team that I've certainly seen this year.
Well, I saw Fremont Bergen last night, and when they've got Wes LaBelle playing as a shooter, you know, he comes in second half and knocks down three threes in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 6'8", Adam Dykeman, who just changed his commitment today to South Dakota State from the Air Force Prep School. You know, it's going to be a good task for St. Cecilia. I hope that's a game we see in the state final, because we didn't see it during the Centennial Conference tournament. But to me, those are the two best in the class. You know, Southern Valley's kind of a wild card out there. John Miller knows how to get teams ready for state, and they've got some shooters. They shot down Ainsworth last week. You know, they are maybe a Freeman with Isaac Friedrichs. Might be able to catch fire in the right game and knock one of the favorites out.
Well, it'll be fun, and it's just right around the corner. Be here before we know it.
1 month from today is the finals.
There you go. Hey, Stu, appreciate the time.
You.
Thanks. Good seeing you again. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We're at halftime, where right now it is an 8-point lead for GICC, 27-19, here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Take a quick break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Our halftime numbers for Aurora leading the way is Todd Honus and Austin Allen, both with 7 points each. Aaron Vinkenberg with a three. Tommy Leniger with 2 points here at intermission as well. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they have an 8-point lead here at intermission. They're being led by Johanna Guyfon, who's got a dozen. John Rowetter has six. Brady Brokaw with four. Chase Wenzel with three. And Elijah Hunter with 2 points here in the first half. Once again, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Crusaders, as we mentioned, with a 27-19 lead as we start the second half. Aurora will have the basketball first, as they'll have a chance to chip into this 8-point deficit and see if they can make something happen here in the second half. As, again, Guy Fawn leading the way with a dozen points and Austin Allen with seven, as that's a great matchup between a couple of nice bigs here in Class B and C1. With the basketball, Leininger brings in the offensive end, is dribbling between the circles, and uses it up. Elijah Hunter puts great pressure on him. They'll give it off here for Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg now hands off here for Honus. Honus drives the lane, lost the ball momentarily, has to kick the ball back out, and they'll reset the offense. Vinkenberg gives it off a screen right side to Leininger. Leininger will drive, kicking it back out for Allen. Allen's going to drive the lane, and he'll score. 6'8", and the ability to drive like that is a pretty strong attribute here for Austin Allen, who now has 9 in the game. Right wing with the basketball, Rowetter. Now work it back around here as Brokaw has it. Brokaw looking, but Guy Fawn's on the low block on the other side, so he can't enter it in there, and they'll get it at the high post here for Hunter. Hunter kicks off left side on the baseline. Brokaw, his jumper is going to be up and no good, and we have a ball that's thrown out of bounds on the outlet. Allen pulled down the rebound and then threw the ball away looking for the outlet man and just missed him. Just plain flat out missed him on the pass, and he went from about 6'8 to about a foot eight as he kneeled down after he missed that pass. Wenzel gets the inbounds, works around the perimeter, right side, Rowetter has it, kicks into the corner, and again, Guy Fawn is on the opposite block here, and so they'll work it around the perimeter. Over there is Brokaw. Brokaw has it. Around the perimeter we go. There's Rowetter. Rowetter on the baseline for Wenzel, back out for Hunter. Hunter's going to work around the perimeter, giving it right side for Brokaw, top of the circle for Hunter. He's going to step through and hit a nice little jumper from about 16 feet away. Elijah Hunter, a little ball fake from the arc, and then got the defender to move just enough and dribble to an open area and hit the shot. Loose ball picked up by Allen. He'll lean it in. Shot's no good. The original pass was deflected by Guy Fawn, but Allen couldn't get the shot to fall when he did get a look out of it, and the Crusaders will bring in the offensive end. Around the perimeter we go. Left side with it is Rowetter. Top of the circle for Brokaw. Kicks on the right side. Low penetration here for Wenzel. They were looking inside for Guy Fawn, and they'll give it off here left side for Brokaw. Brokaw on the bounce. And again, because of the size and presence of Allen, Guy Fawn not getting as many touches as he usually does. Usually about every possession, he touches the ball about once. Here a ball is deflected, but into the hands of Brokaw. Brokaw, top of the key, throws it back out for Hunter. Hunter's going to step up inside the three-point arc, barely. Rebounded by Guy Fawn after the miss. Guy Fawn has to dribble back because he can't shoot over the top of Allen. And now another three-pointer up, no good for Hunter. So opportunities for GICC, but no points. Vinkenberg on the baseline has a pass deflected. Now they'll kick it right side for Honus. And Honus, three-pointer is off the mark. It's an air ball. Tracked down to the corner. Another three-pointer, and this one is good. Vinkenberg strokes in the three-pointer after a couple offensive rebounds here for Aurora. And they've been able to cut that lead back down to 5, 29-24. Crusaders working around the perimeter. Brokaw looks to the inside for Guy Fawn. Doesn't give it to him. Gives it to Hunter now, who has it between the circles. Right wing, they give it for Rowetter. They kick into the corner over there. That's Wenzel with it. Wenzel throws it top of the circle here at Brokaw. Brokaw dribbles on that right side, picked up by Leininger. Gives it on the baseline for Wenzel. Wenzel missed one Crusader, but found it in the hands of Brokaw. Then the entry pass is going to be intercepted, stolen away by Honus. So GICC turns it over. They pass it up ahead to Leininger. Leininger missed the bucket, rebounded by Allen. And Allen is able to throw the ball back out around the perimeter. It's saved, and Vinkenberg has it right side, working against Hunter. He'll fake the handoff on that dribble and will make a little runner here. Shots off the back of the iron won't fall, and the ball goes out of bounds, but last touch by the Crusaders. And Austin Allen in hand-to-hand combat down there, making sure that even though Wenzel and Hunter had great position to get the rebound, neither one of them could get it cleanly. It went off one of the two and out of bounds. So the ball's going to be inbounded here for Honus,
And then the screen by Allen. Honus will dribble to that left side. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Brokaw, so they'll pass it through, and it's going to be intercepted. Aurora turns the ball over as Hunter comes up with it. He'll kick it in the corner. Get it over there for Rowetter. Back around the Hunter, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Snapping it left side for Wenzel. Wenzel wanted the three, shot the three, missed it, and rebounded by Kaifon. So Kaifon with a couple of rebounds here recently. A couple of guys fell down, including Kaifon. They'll kick it back out here for Hunter. Now driving here is going to be Wenzel. Wenzel gives it to Kaifon, who is triple-teamed. Gets it in the lane for Hunter. Hunter's going to knife in and score. Kaifon is able to find Hunter, and Hunter lays it up and in, and we got a timeout here for Aurora. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 31, Aurora 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with him back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. A 7-point ball game here, as GICC has the lead and the basketball. They'll toss it in here to Leininger. Will the Huskies, and he'll dribble to that right side. Takes it all the way down to the baseline. And great pressure being put on there. Is able to kick it out for Allen. Allen's going to drive. Allen will score. Great ball movement around there, and Allen is able to knife in and lay it off glass. So both teams knifing in there with a couple of their better players, Hunter for GICC and Allen for the Huskies. Here Wenzel has it. He's used up his dribble, and we'll give it to Hunter on that left side. Back out to Wenzel. They'll kick around the perimeter top of the circle. There's Brokaw. Brokaw gives it off over there, a little ball fake, and they'll get the ball back here left side. Brokaw is going to fire the three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded again by the Huskies as it was pulled out of there by Allen. And now on the bounce here is going to be Leininger. Leininger gives left side for Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg enters it inside. It's going to be knocked away by Kaifon, but Kaifon went over the back to make that happen. Didn't quite have the position, and Johanna Kaifon doesn't run into a 6'8 kid with the skill set that Austin Allen has every night, and so he's working a little bit harder than he's used to, and that time he had a bad angle and commits his second personal foul. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Kittle. Kittle will give it off here for Honus. Honus started backing in and then just decided to reset it and dribble back out with it. Vinkenberg has it. Pass on that left side, knocked away by Wenzel, almost intercepted, but Allen's able to pick it up. Allen, he'll pivot and kick it top of the circle here for Leininger. Back now left side for Honus. Honus gives it to Allen. Allen looks at a backdoor cut. Nice pass down low as he dumped it inside for Kittle. That's pretty basketball as Kittle got the pass from the big man Austin Allen and is able to lay it up and in. 31-28, 2:05 to go here, third quarter. Crusaders have led much of the game, but they're starting to chip away at it are the Huskies. Missed three-pointer here for the Crusaders on that left side, and coming out with the rebound are the Huskies. So they have a chance maybe to even tie things up here. On the drive is Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg gives it top of the circle. Austin Allen's not going to shoot a three, and he'll take it to the elbow, kick it left side, ball fake for Leininger. He'll pull up for a long two. That's going to be no good. And rebound taken out there by Hunter. Hunter on the run here for the Crusaders. Kicks it in the corner here for Brokaw. Back around the perimeter. A trail three opportunity for Wenzel was there, but they'll pass it back around the perimeter instead. Brokaw has it at the moment, left side. Gives it top of the circle for Rowetter. Back here, left side for Brokaw. He'll step into a long two. That's going to be a little bit short. And rebound taken out by the Huskies. Snagging another rebound here is Vinkenberg. And Vinkenberg's going to slow it down here with a minute 13 to go in the third quarter. Crusaders going man-to-man as they get the ball left side for Leininger. Leininger gets a little screen, dribbles to that right side, passes back to the screener Kittle. Kittle then has it stripped away by Kaifon. A two-on-one here, and Kaifon's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Wow, great body control for the big man. After he came up with the steal, great body control because in underneath was Jake Kittle trying to collect the charge. If he would have charged him, he might have broke him. But as it stands, he made a nice play there to take it off the glass and not commit the foul. So lead back out to five here for the Crusaders, and on the baseline is Leiniger. Leiniger gets it to Allen. Allen has a little trouble with it, dribbles it back out, and backdoor cut here for Kittle, and Kittle's going to lay it up and in. That wasn't really intended to be that way, but when the ball was loose, it was picked up by Allen, and then he was able to find Kittle, who made great basketball instincts, cut into the basket at just the perfect time. So it's a three-point ball game now with 14 seconds to go as the Crusaders are going to milk the clock a little bit. On the bounce here is Brokaw. He'll kick it off here left side for Hunter. Hunter now with 6 seconds left. Gives it back to Brokaw. Back to Hunter. Into the corner. Three-pointer here for Rowetter, and it's blocked out of bounds by Todd Honus with 1.8 to go. What would the Crusaders normally do in this situation? You'd lob it up to the big man. Normally in this situation, the defense doesn't have a 6'8 kid. Actually, he'll come out of the game so he doesn't get a cheapy foul. That's not a bad decision. As Scott Bergmark, 6'5", will come in and play Guy Fawn on this inbounds play here. That's probably a pretty good decision. Hunter to inbound it. They'll get a three out of this look. It's a little bit short for the Crusaders, and that will do it for three quarters of basketball. GICC has a 33-30 lead over Aurora. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And both of these two teams playing very physical basketball. We are poised for perhaps a very good finish here, as GICC had only 3 points in that third quarter. They've got the basketball first here as Rowetter gets it inside to Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn will score. Johanna Guy Fawn, athletic move, got the ball on the low block on the baseline and was able to find a little space there and bank it in around, not really over, but around Austin Allen. Left side with it, here's Honus. Honus will give it inside to Allen, and Allen is going to answer in kind. Holy cow. So Austin Allen with the drive to cut this back down to three, and the foul is going to be on Guy Fawn, so that will be his third foul. Not quite foul trouble yet. But Guy Fawn has to be careful here. From time to time, he will get in foul trouble. Kittle is going to check in. He'll come into the game here for Zach Stevenson. And the free throw is up and good. So the three-point play completed by Austin Allen. So Allen makes the one. And we've got a two-point ball game. On the bounce here is going to be John Rowetter. He'll give it between the circles here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter working against Leiniger. Pass down low, intended for Guy Fawn. Going to be knocked away. If Kittle hadn't knocked that away, Austin Allen was going to, because they are really overplaying the entry pass into Guy Fawn. So Hunter now is going to inbound on the baseline. Guy Fawn still has 16 points, even though he's probably had a third of the touches he usually has in a game. Ball's going to be inbounded for Rowetter into the corner, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Now right side with it is Wenzel. Wenzel, and nice pass into Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn will finish. Well, that's why he's lining up on the opposite side instead of being on the low block on the side of the ball. He's on the other side so he can fly through there and have a little passing lane. That was well executed. Vinkenberg will hand the ball out here for Kittle. Kittle, a little penetration, kicks out for Leiniger. Leiniger is going to drain a three. Tommy Leiniger strokes in the three, and we got a one-point ball game. 37-36, Crusaders still have the lead and the basketball. Rowetter kicks it top of the circle for Brokaw. Kicking it off on that right side here is going to be Wenzel. Wenzel back out here for Brokaw. Brokaw back it out. They'll give it between the circles here for Chase Wenzel. Wenzel, little ball fake. Penetration here by Rowetter, and Rowetter will score. Well, they actually passed it last second for Brokaw. In any event, GICC pushes the lead out to three. Nice little extra pass there. Leiniger will kick it top of the circle here for Allen. Around the perimeter we go. And on the bounce here is going to be Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg has it intercepted, stolen away. They're going to roll it out ahead. Getting it is Brokaw. Brokaw's going to lay it up and in. Rowetter didn't quite have the steal there, but instead of just grabbing it, he just kind of spun it forward for Brokaw. Brokaw's able to lay it up and in with that nice extra pass on the steal. And here we're going to have a hand check called against Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll go on Hunter, and that'll be his second. So Huskies tossing in. That's going to be Jake Kittle. Off of a screen, getting it is Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg's going to fire a three, in and out, no good, and rebounded by Guyfon. Guyfon on the run, drives, off glass, no good, gets his own rebound, and he's going to put it back up and in. And now we're going to have a hand check foul here on the Crusaders, and I think that might be on Hunter. Nope, they're going to say instead it was on Brokaw. That's his third. So Brokaw's third. And checking in here for the Crusaders is going to be Harry Hideout. So ball inbounded here for Leiniger. Leiniger going to be picked up defensively by Hunter as the Crusaders are going man-to-man. On the bounce, Leiniger. Backing up, not really penetrating at all against Elijah Hunter. They get it down on just outside the lane here. Turnaround jumper no good for Allen. And the rebound going to be taken out by the Crusaders. Hideout is able to pull down the rebound after the missed opportunity here for the Huskies. Around the perimeter we go. 5:04 to go in the basketball game. 43-36, 7-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and the Crusaders at this point like to play a little keep away. On the bounce here is going to be Hideout. Now left wing with it. Hideout gets the ball back as they work it around. Guyfon wants it just outside the lane. They double-team him, and he'll dump it back around here for Hideout. Hunter has it, gives it right side. Crusaders will work it back around as the Huskies readjust. They double, maybe even triple-team Guyfon, and we're going to have a reach called here on Aaron Vinkenberg. And for Vinkenberg, that's going to be his second foul. As the first foul of the half called here against the Huskies. Not a lot of fouls either way because the Crusaders have only been called for four. Both teams moving their feet on defense, and it takes it to be a real foul for them to call it. There's no ticky-tack fouls here. Spin move by Guyfon. Wow, those are quick feet. He spun up there, shot over the top of Allen. I don't think the foul's on Allen. I think they gave it to Kittle. Nope, they did give it to Austin Allen. That's going to be just his second. So Guyfon, 72% free throw shooter, will go to the line and shoot two. Guyfon makes the first to two free throws. And it's now 44-36, 8-point lead here for the Crusaders. Second free throw is a little bit short. And rebounded down there by the Huskies. So Huskies snag the bound. And they'll get the ball to Austin Allen. Allen working against Guyfon, shoots it a little bit too strong. Ball's going to be tipped around. Kittle is able to track it down and keep the possession alive. In the lane for Allen, and Allen can't get the shot to fall, but there's going to be a foul on the inside, and that'll be on Guyfon, and that is going to be his fourth. So now, what do you do if you're Tino Martinez? Do you keep the big man out there with 4:03 to go in the ball game? Austin Allen will go and shoot a couple. And the first one short. So 44-36, 8-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Guyfon will come out, get a little breather here. We'll see how long it'll be. And the second free throw for Allen is also no good. And rebounded by Hajduk. So he's got a couple of rebounds here in the last couple of minutes. And on the bounce, losing it momentarily, but getting it back is Wenzel. And Wenzel gives it out to Hajduk. And really right now, Aurora trying to amp up the defense. Asonis really pressuring the ball as Hajduk dribbles on that right side. And the foul will be on Honus. So he's going to be called for the rush for the hold here. That'll be his second foul. We're a ways away from there being any free throws coming up here, as there's only three fouls been called against Aurora here in the second half. Hajduk on the baseline gets the ball inbounded. Now he's going to dribble out to the wing. And again, Honus, great pressure on. And we got a timeout being taken here by the Crusaders. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:37 to go in the game. GICC 44, Aurora 36. Back after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Well, right now in GICC, one of the things they do so well is to take the air out of the ball, and I'm sure we're going to see that here in the final stretches. That would be their Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer brand seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. So ball's going to be inbounded for Hajduk. Hajduk had numbers there, but did exactly what we kind of thought. They might want to work some clock off here as Hajduk has the dribble, gives it now between the circles for Wenzel. Wenzel will run around as Vinkenberg's trying to trap him. Kittle can't put pressure on either as Hunter has it. And Elijah Hunter's going to drive and get fouled fairly hard on the way to the basket. Absolutely nothing dirty about it. But again, you're not going to do, if you're going to foul, you're going to foul. And that's exactly what happened here. And to the free throw line is going to go Hunter to shoot a couple. The foul is going to be called on Leininger. That's going to be his first. And Hunter shooting a couple. And the first one's no good. So Elijah Hunter will have one more free throw coming up here. 44-36. Grand Island Central Catholic up by 8 with 3:20 to go. And the second free throw rolls around and is a little bit short. So long outlet pass after the rebound gets Vinkenberg in the offensive end. He'll hand the ball back out to Kittle in the lane, and Kittle will score. And now Aurora is going to call timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:10 to go in this one. GICC 44, Aurora 38. We're back right after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
We got 3:10 to go in the basketball game. Right now, Grand Island Central Catholic has a 44-38 lead over the Aurora Huskies. And checking in the ball game is going to be Johanna Gaifon. So he'll come in now with 3:10 to go, as the ball is going to be inbounded here by Harry Hajduk. He'll get it into Gaifon. Gaifon will take a couple of dribbles and will kick the ball off here left side for Elijah Hunter. Gaifon turned as he picked up the ball. And a very bad acting job, acting like a foul was committed over there by the Huskies. In any event, Crusaders have the ball on the offensive end. Worth a shot, I guess. Hajduk on the bounce. It's picked up there man-to-man by Trey Wilson. Wilson might be a designated fouler as they kick the ball over here to Gaifon. Gaifon gets the ball back out here for Brokaw. Brokaw between the circles for Hajduk. Playing a little catch as they get it over to Gaifon as Allen stays out with Gaifon. Now directing traffic is going to be Hajduk. And we've got a hold, and that will now be six fouls against the Huskies, as a team. And that foul was on Jake Kittle. That's going to be his second. So at the end of the Crusader bench, Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound it with 2.5 minutes to go. Pressure being put on here by Vinkenberg as the Crusaders bring in the offensive end. Heidel has it. They trap him, and he tries to put up the shot. It's blocked. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Allen. Allen upset that he didn't get the call there, but I thought the last touch was by big number 15 with those long arms. So GICC will inbound it underneath their own basket. And they'll throw it through, and it goes off of a couple of different Huskies and out of bounds. So 2:23 to go. Bucket here would be huge for Grand Island Central Catholic. They already lead it 44-38. And Heidelk to inbound it. 5-second count going on. They get it in time, barely, and it's going to be caught, and then we got a foul. Well, they had that number up there either wrong or really early, as they say that now is 6 fouls. So inbounding here is going to be Wenzel. Wenzel gives it to Guyfon. Guyfon with the catch. Guyfon had a little lane, but he's going to slow it down. Give it off to Heidelk on that right side. Strong screen set there by Guyfon. And the Husky fans want a foul called. But you can't penalize a guy for just being big and strong. Bounce pass out here left side for Heidelk. Heidelk double team, gives it to Hunter. Hunter kicks it out for Brokaw. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Again, the Crusaders playing a little keep away here. Heidelk has it on that right side, and it's going to be Heidelk who goes to the free throw line for a front end of a 1-and-1. So number 15 will be stepping to the free throw line, where he is a 73% free throw shooter. So Heidelk for the front end of the 1-and-1. As the foul was called on Allen, that's going to be his third foul of the game. And the free throw for Heidel. So, so pretty how he releases and holds that wrist as it was perfectly through. And Heidel hits the front end to earn the bonus. And the second free throw, just as pretty as the first. That hit nothing but the bottom of the twine. So Leiniger brings in the offensive end here. 8-point lead now for Grand Island Central Catholic, and we're going to have a little hand check called on the Crusaders. And that will be their 6th foul. So that's their last foul to give, and Kittle's going to inbound. Let's see if they work the ball inside here for Allen. They do get it to Allen. Fakes the pass to Kittle, turns around, jumper good on that baseline. Austin Allen with a nice soft, about 7-footer there. And he'll make it a 6-point ball game. Ball back into the hands of Heidelk. And Heidelk is apparently the designated shooter in these situations because he'll go back to the line for another 1-and-1. He hit the last two, hit both ends just moments ago. Right now it's a 2-possession game. Heidelk with a 1-and-1 here to make it a 3-possession game with a minute 39 to go. Both teams battling out there. Fortunately, nobody suffering any ill effects from it. Heidelk's free throw is up and good. No injuries. That is our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney. In Kearney, not Kearney. Second free throw for Heidelk. That one's a little bit short, so he makes 3 out of 4. At least he hit the first one to make this a 3-possession game and earn the bonus. Vinkenberg in the offensive end will dribble off on the right side, giving it to Leiniger. Leiniger is going to step up, fire a long 3. That's going to be a little bit short, and we've got a walk as it was rebounded by Guyfon, and one of those rare times that Guyfon takes an extra step with it after snagging the rebound. Usually his footwork is better than that. So they're going to call the turnover here, and the Crusaders will inbound it with a minute 25 to go. They'll get it into Honus. Honus in the lane. Floater up. Good. And we've got a timeout being taken here by the Huskies. Timeout with a minute 20 to go. It's 47-42. GICC with the lead and the ball. Right after this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We'll be back to the Heartland Event Center right after this.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today, we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. We're in the final throes of our basketball game here as Grand Island Central Catholic is still trying to keep Aurora at arm's length here. GICC with a 47-42 lead over the Aurora Huskies. Huskies do call the timeout here. Possession arrow is in their direction. Both teams right now are in a 1-1 if the other team commits a foul. So both teams are in the bonus. And both teams have a couple of timeouts left. Long inbounds pass, and it's going to go out of bounds. They threw it the entire length of the court. Guy Fawn had it, but his momentum took him out of bounds before he could get a timeout called. So the Crusaders do turn the ball over here at a crucial stretch, and so Aurora will inbound the basketball. Leiniger has the ball as it's inbounded here by Kittle. And Leiniger brings in the offensive end. He'll dribble to that right side. Jumper is an air ball. Offensive rebound, a bucket, and a foul. Honus with the putback, and he'll head to the line and shoot for a three-point play opportunity. And the three-point opportunity, in and out, no good for Honus as he missed the free throw, rebounded by Guy Fawn. So Guy Fawn is able to reel it in. And Guy Fawn with the rebound, ball up ahead, knocked out of bounds by Aurora. So the Crusaders will inbound it. They toss it in to Guy Fawn, right back out to Heidelk. Top of the circle to give it to Elijah Hunter. Hunter gets a screen from Guy Fawn, and they'll work the ball back around here to Heidelk. 52 seconds left. It's 47-44, and now a reach going to be called here on Aurora. That'll go against Aaron Vinkenberg, and Vinkenberg now has committed his third foul. So 47-44, 50 seconds to go, and it will be now still a 1-1. This will be the last 1-1 coming up here for Heidelk. And Harry Heidelk, with an opportunity to make it a two-possession game, hits the front end of the 1-1, does exactly that. It's 48-44 with 50.1 to go. Big free throw there for Heidelk. Grand Island Central Catholic now 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Second free throw, rolls around, and good. Hit the front of the rim, and then rolled around. Leiniger brings in the offensive end. Five-point lead here for the Crusaders. Driving Leiniger. Kicks in the corner. There's a three. Some contact over there. Ball goes out of bounds. And, wow, what a hard run into the court there by Elijah Hunter as he tried to save it after the Aurora miss. He couldn't quite come up with the ball. Ran into one of the chairs there as one of the players got out of the way. And, thankfully, a padded chair, so he's not hurt. Ball going to be inbounded here for Honus. Honus gets it inside. Turnaround jumper for Allen. Allen's shot no good. They fight for the rebound. Is it a foul on whom? I think I had Crusaders from this angle going over the back. And that'll be a push here on Heidelk. So it'll be a 1-1. Kittle came down with the basketball. Now he'll come down with a 1-1 opportunity. This will be a big one. With 30.8 to go here for the Huskies. They need to score with the clock turned off. And the free throw is up and good. 49-45. Second one here would be huge. We'll make it a one-possession game. And then, obviously, they'll try to set up a little press here and get the steal. Second free throw is up and good. So he makes both of them. And checking in here is going to be Trey Wilson. So Wilson will come in for the Crusaders. That helps the Huskies set up a little bit more of a press here as Heidelk will inbound it. Heidelk can run the baseline, and he's kind of bouncing around there. He's right underneath the basket as he gives it to Elijah Hunter, and Hunter is fouled immediately. Jake Kittle was in there with Samuelson. Samuelson is the one that's going to be credited for the foul. So two shots now, because that's 10 team fouls for Elijah Hunter. Hunter already has 6 points in the ball game. We'll have two free throws to try to add to that point total. And he does make it. Hunter, about a 52% free throw shooter, but he looked like a stone-cold assassin there. 50-46. Four-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And one more free throw coming up here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter's second free throw rattles in. So a five-point lead once again here for the Crusaders. And Leiniger will bring it in the offensive end. We'll hand the basketball off here for Honus. Honus back around, and the entry pass is going to be stolen away by Johanna Gaifon, but he committed a foul in the process, his fifth personal foul, and the big man's day is done with 21.7 to go. So Gaifon is out, and to the line to shoot a one-and-one will be Austin Allen. And a nice round of applause here for Gaifon, who is out of the ball game now with 21 points. And I'll have to total up the rebounds, something like 8 rebounds here in the ball game. So Allen will go to the line. He'll have a 1-1. Last 1-1 of the game, and the free throw rolls around and is good for Allen. So he hits the front end of the 1-1 to make it 51-47. Second free throw here makes it a one-possession game again with 21.7 to go. And the free throw, back the iron, no good, gets his own rebound, lays it off glass, shot won't fall, rebound, fought for, and it's going to be a foul called on Aurora. So the offensive rebound for Allen, he missed the putback, and then the foul on the rebound. We'll head to the other end of the court and shoot two free throws here with 17.7 to go. I did not see who they're going to send to the line, and it becomes clear it'll be Chase Wenzel. So Wenzel will shoot the free throw after the foul was called on Allen. Which for Allen was his fifth foul. That's his fifth personal foul. So he's out of the ball game as well. So we're sans our two best big men for either team. Free throw up and no good here for Wenzel. Score remains 51-47. Aurora still has a couple of timeouts left if they need to call it. Second free throw rolls around, and that one, too, is no good. So he misses both of them. And in the offensive end here is going to be Leiniger. Leiniger, ball fake, enters it inside, kicking it back out. Here's a three for Vinkenberg. Vinkenberg, short, rebound tipped. Pulling it down is Heidelk, and Heidelk's going to dribble away with it, but before he can, he's fouled with 3 seconds to go. Couple of opportunities there for the Huskies. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and then Heidelk with a huge defensive rebound, and now he'll try to, well, it's pretty much already out of reach here as that shot did not fall. 4-point lead, GICC leads at 51-47, and the free throw is up and good here for Heidelk. Heidelk will have one more free throw coming up. So Heidelk will be handed the basketball one more time here. Sequin's up, and he makes that one as well. Ball inbounded for Leiniger. Leiniger dribbles. They're going to stay away from him. His three-pointer won't count. Even though it did go in from about 30 feet away, it's a little bit too late. So your final score, Grand Island Central Catholic 53 and Aurora 47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek, undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Our final score is Grand Island Central Catholic 53-47 over Aurora. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So a six-point win here for the Crusaders. Kind enough to join us is assistant coach Rob Music. And Rob, appreciate the time. Congratulations. That's a hard-fought win.
It really is. Aurora's a very good basketball team, and they've got a nice mix of perimeter players in Honus and Leiniger, and then you've got the 6'8 sophomore Austin Allen inside. And we knew coming in it'd be a battle, and I thought our kids did just enough to win tonight.
I love the battle between Allen and Guy Fawn all night. I mean, that had to be – And you know the competitive juices for both guys were going. You can talk about Guy Fawn's competitive juices. He had to be excited about this opportunity tonight.
He was, and especially after, not playing up to our potential against St. Cecilia. And a lot of that had to do with what St. Cecilia did to us on Thursday. But Johanna, in my 18 years on staff, is one of the most competitive kids we've ever had come through the program. And he's a kid you don't have to worry about his mental state and how he's going to be ready to go on game night. And he really is a vocal leader and emotional leader for us, and I thought tonight really played well against a guy that had 3 inches on him.
And it was a little bit different because a lot of times you guys throw it into Guy Fawn and then he can distribute from there.
Yeah.
With Allen in there and how they were able to play, that wasn't quite as easy. He didn't get as many touches as he normally gets.
No, and we talked about that as a coaching half with the team at halftime, is we've got to make a concerted effort to get the ball into Johanna. I thought Aurora did a nice job of preventing that in the first half. We kind of got stagnant there, but I think he ended up with 19 or 21, and he's so good with the basketball, whether it be passing out of the double team, but he had to use a lot more fakes tonight because he wasn't going to go up and straight over 6'8".
Right, and again, I had it with 21 points on the night, and I don't want to say it was a quiet 21, but again, with not as many touches, it just looked a little bit different tonight. But your offense was able to move the ball, pass the ball so effectively that you still got some pretty good looks out of it.
Yeah, we did. And I thought especially first half, Chase Wenzel did a really good job of moving. When we did get it into the high post to Eli Hunter or down low to Johanna, Chase Wenzel relocated on the perimeter and got some nice looks for us. And Johanna's a pretty good passer, maybe better than people give him credit for. So that was really big for us.
You ought to talk to the organizer of this event or something and see if you can get maybe a little bit easier lineup because you guys always play some pretty great matchups here.
Yeah, that's kind of the running joke with the coaching staff. It hasn't been easy. And I think this is only our third win here as a program in 8 years. But, and that's kind of the philosophy that Coach Gaber started at Central Catholic when he was there. Tino's kind of kept it that you want to be battle tested come late February for sub districts, and if you're fortunate enough to get out of subs to district finals and on to state, you want to play the best to get there and be prepared for the stretch run.
And again, obviously, this environment with the big open spaces, again, if you can get to Lincoln, going to benefit you in a lot of ways.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is almost a mirror image to what Pershing used to be when teams would play there. It's, similar to Pinnacle Bank Arena, Devaney, with kind of that open space and kind of messes with your depth perception if you're a shooter, but. I thought both teams, Aurora and our kids, adjusted pretty well to that tonight. And obviously some scores in earlier games. Amherst put up 80. So I think kids are really adjusting to that.
And I thought defensively you guys were very, very solid. You started to take control of the game in the second quarter where Aurora started, didn't really exhibit a lot of frustration, but they were frustrated offensively.
Yeah, and they're a really dangerous team coming off a physical game against Crete last night on the road. And Tino said, we told the guys we have to hold them to around 45 points or it's going to be a tough night. Again, I thought we did just enough to win it. Defensively, we got some stops, and I thought especially Jake Kittle for Aurora did a really nice job getting second shots for them and manufacturing points when they really needed it.
And down the stretch, hitting some big free throws. Harry Hajduk was a big factor in that.
Yeah, he's been really big for us all season long at the line, shooting around 80%. And he's just a kid that wants a ball at the end of the game and really does a nice job under pressure.
And you guys end up being 18 of 38 from the field, so about 47% from the field. That's getting it done.
Yeah, you know, we'll take that every game. That's really good. I thought, for the most part, like you said, a quiet 21 from Johanna, but a nice mix of inside-outside shots for us. We didn't rely too heavily on one part of our game.
Rob, hey, nice game. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, Randy. Thanks for the coverage.
All right, thank you. Rob Misek, assistant coach here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders win it 53-47, so a nice 6-point win. We'll take a look at the numbers when we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center as we're wrapping up our New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. A nice win here for Grand Island Central Catholic as they pick up the 6-point win here over the Aurora Huskies, 53-47. Checking the numbers here for the Huskies, leading the way was Austin Allen. I had him for 17 points and 11 rebounds. Todd Honus had 11 points, 3 rebounds. Jake Kittle with 8 points. Aaron Vinkenberg finished with 6, and Tommy Leiniger finished with 5 points in the ball game. As usual, for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading the scorer for them was Johanna Guyfond, 21 points in the ball game. I had him with 9 rebounds, so awfully close to a double-double. Brady Brokaw finished with 8. Elijah Hunter with 8 points in the game. Hajduk with 7 points. Harry Hajduk with 7. Some big rebounds and some big free throws down the stretch. John Roweeder finished with 6 points, and Jake Wenzel with 3 in the game. Unofficially, Grand Island Central Catholic shot 47% from the field. They had 22 rebounds compared to 30 for Aurora. 8 turnovers for the Crusaders, 11 for the Huskies. So the Crusaders won that battle as well. Free throw line, Grand Island Central Catholic was 14 of 20 as a team, so they shot 70% from the free throw line and 33% from the arc. They were 3 of 9. Meanwhile, Aurora was 6 of 15 from three-point range, only got to the free throw line 8 times where they were 4 of 8, they shot from the field 19 of 46 for 41%. And again, they did out-rebound Grand Island Central Catholic 30 to 22 in the ball game. But the Crusaders shooting a little bit better, taking a little bit better care of the ball, they're able to get past Aurora by a final of 53-47. So far, winners today, Amherst with an 80-58 win over Ravenna. It was St. Cecilia over Bruning Davenport-Shickley, 64-38. Scott over Norfolk Catholic, 61-48. And now, Grand Island Central Catholic with a 53-47 win over Aurora. Warming up right in front of us right now is Elkhorn South and Columbus SCOTUS. That'll be our next game, and we'll have coverage of that game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have that game for you. Pre-game will start in about 10 minutes or so on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineers today, Merritt Lawson, as well as Jeff
Ekstrom, drew a blank there. Jeff Ekstrom and Merritt Lawson are engineers through the course of the day. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more from the Heartland Hoops Classic in about 10 minutes on Classic Hits 98.9 FM here from Grand Island. Hope to join us then. Until then, good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.